RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo clarifies statement about small Saudi Arabia's investment. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education request Pandasimo Power Hybrid to be maximally operated for the community. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the construction of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road. Present at the inauguration of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road, the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, and Acting Governor of Jakarta Sumarsono. Speaking in his speech at the inauguration of Access Toll Road on Saturday in Jakarta, President Joko Widodo said that Tanjung Priok, as the main port in Indonesia, should be able to provide fast service for the distribution of goods. According to President, with the existence of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road, services in the port will increase. This will be passed approximately by 3,900 container trucks every day. Therefore, this will give a very good competitiveness on the speed of our service. We have to remember that Tanjung Priok is our main port, where before it spread to other ports across Indonesia, all goods are stored and compiled here. Services may be restricted if the distribution from the port is low. Therefore, thank God, during the day, toll road access to Tanjung Priok can be operated so that the distribution of the goods is able to serve properly. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also hopes Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road will be utilized as much as possible to improve the competitiveness of Indonesian products overseas through increasing speed of service and distribution of goods. The construction of the road began in 2008 and was initiated by former Jakarta governor, at the time Joko Widodo. The construction was constrained by land acquisition and adjustment of the building structure. Meanwhile, Director General of Bina Marga Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, Arya Murwanto Setiadi, explained that Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road has a capacity of 11.4 kilometers long, which is integrated with outer ring roads and Tanjung Priok Port. According to him, the construction of the Access Toll Road becomes part of the target of the Public Works and Housing Ministry. The ministry targeting the development of 1,800 kilometers toll road until 2019. He also said the Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road is an environmentally friendly road since it has noise reducer, which cannot disturb the activities of surrounding residents. Shortly after the inauguration, the Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road will be opened to the public for 1 month, where the public are allowed to use the road free of charge. Indonesian President Joko Widodo clarified his statement he made about the small amount of investment that Saudi Arabia made in Indonesia compared to the amount the country made in China. According to President Joko Widodo, he made the statement in a relaxed forum. He added that since it was relaxed forum, his statement was part of the breaking of the ice. President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Saturday that he made the statement in a relaxed situation. The president also said the small amount of investment made in Indonesia might serve as basis for evaluation. According to him, if Indonesia's ease of doing business index improves, it will attract more investors to come and make investment. President Joko Widodo previously said he was disappointed to learn that Saudi Arabia had invested $65 billion in China, almost 10 times the 89 trillion rupiah or $6.71 billion pledged to Indonesia despite the special treatment. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir requested the government of Bantul Regency Central Java to really maximize the presence of Pandan Simo hybrid power plant for the benefit of society. It was said by Minister Nasir during his visit to the plant in Bantul on Saturday. The minister moreover said if the use of Pandan Simo power plant, hybrid power plant, is not the maximum, then the investments made previously will be useless. After seeing the condition of the garage and the location of PLTH Pandan Simo or the plant Pandan Simo, Minister Nasir said there is a need for new investment to modernize power plants or facilities in the garage. As for the battery control device, he said, could be developed jointly by the Institute of Technology Bandung, or ITB, and 11 Maret University, UNS. The power hybrid is developed gradually by the Ministry of Research and Technology with the support of the National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, Gajah Mada University, Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, the Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, PT Inmira, and Even Energy since 2010. Indonesian Ambassador to Italy, S.T. Andayani, on Saturday targeted Indonesian-Italian economic cooperation may rise 25% during the period of her assignment in Rome. In 2015, the total value of Italian investment realization reached $97.99 million, that make the country's 10th largest foreign investors in Indonesia. Meanwhile, data from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said bilateral trade volume reached $3.82 billion, with Indonesia surplus of $433 million. Ambassador S.D. Antayani added that coffee became the first commodity that needs to be promoted in Italy. Coffee became one of the main agricultural commodities exported to Italy, with a value of $58.8 million, the third largest after the palm oil and resin. In order to reach 25% target, Ambassador ST admitted that Indonesia has prepared several strategies such as by an integrated promotion. She pointed out that Italy has held World Tourism Expo annually, and Indonesia always participate actively in the event. The ambassador explained that tourism is not just a place, but everything, including coffee as Indonesian well-known commodity. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Embassy in Budapest, Hungary, exhibiting shadow puppets in the International Festival of Puppet Karakulit 2017, in the city of Pécs on April 10 to May 10, 2017. The festival was initiated by Markus Zinhas, a non-profit foundation whose members are puppet enthusiasts from around the world, which has some time ago held a similar event in the city of Pécs, Hungary. Based on the press release of the Indonesian Embassy to Hungary received by Antara on Saturday, the Indonesian ambassador to Hungary, Wening S.T. Prabowo Vantandari, in her speech said that the puppet has been recognized by UNESCO as a masterpiece of World Heritage of Indonesia on November 7, 2003. In the international festival, Indonesian embassy to Budapest to show off a collection of shadow puppets, among others Arjuna, Krishna, Nakula, and Sadeva.
Ambassador Wenning said that the shadow puppet show has been performed in Indonesia since the 9th century. She said the Indonesian shadow puppets, along with a collection of puppets from Hungary, China, Turkey and India, are exhibited in various museums in the city of Pax for a month. The last item. 21 cycling teams from 19 countries including Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand and Spain arrived in Lombok to participate in the Tour de Lombok or TDLM 2017, which was held from April 13 to 16. The Tour de Lombok 2017 is classified in the 2.2 category by the Union Cycliste International after the Philippines, divided into four legs totaling in 485.6 km. The road passed through Lombok's main cultural and tourism attractions. The first leg of the race took riders from the governor's office in Mataram, the capital city of West Nusa Tenggara, to Kuta Beach in central Lombok with a total distance of 126.3 kilometers. The second leg had the cyclists racing over 113.3 kilometers from Bangsal to Senaru in North Lombok. The third leg covered 112.1 kilometers from Kuta Beach to Sembalun in central Lombok. And the fourth and final leg was a 112-kilometer circuit race consisting of 10 laps in Mataram City. The organizers coordinated with the local police to ensure safety, resulting in zero road closures throughout the event. The head of the National Sport Council's KONI West Nusa Tenggara branch, Andi Hadianto, said that the Tour de Lombok 2017 is not only aimed at promoting the captivating beauty of Lombok, but also at encouraging sport participation by West Nusa Tenggara youth. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said international-scale sport tourism events could have a direct impact on and high media value for Lombok as well as Indonesia. He expressed optimism that the Tour de Lombok would boost Pacific market interest in recreational sport. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo clarifies statement about small Saudi Arabia's investment. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education request Pandan Simo Power Hybrid to be maximally operated for the community. Listener, that was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to our weekly edition from News from Across the Country. The segment presents interesting information from various regions from the week. Stay tuned. First news story comes from Larantuka, East Flores. A total of 1,145 pilgrims from Timor arrived in Larantuka or Reina Rosary in the East Flores Regency to follow the procession of Good Friday in the city. The East Nusa Tenggara provincial government provides two free ships to serve the pilgrims from the Timor Island who follow the Semana Santa procession in Larantuka. The thousands of people come from not only the city of Kupang, but also from the three other districts of Timor Island, North Central Timor, South Central Timor, and the Kupang Regency. The Semana Santa is a procession of heritage spiritual culture of the Portuguese carried out by the people of Larantuka, East Flores, and it has become a hereditary activity ahead of the celebration of Easter, the feast of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The highlight of the Semana Santa celebration occurs on Good Friday with the performance of Sesta Vera. Sesta Vera is a morning procession where boats are carried to the sea, escorting the statue of the crucified Jesus from Menino Chapel to Kuche Beach in front of Larantuka Royal Residence. Our next story comes from Denpasar, Bali. A grid-scale ritual, Ida Betara Turun Kabeh, at the Besakih Temple will last for 3 weeks until May 2017. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika, accompanied by Mrs. Ayu Pastika, Deputy Governor of Bali Ketut Sudikarte, as well as a number of other leaders of the regional organization, performed ritual worship at the peak of activity on Full Moon Kedasa Day on Tuesday, April 11. The implementation of Ida Betara Turun Kabeh is believed by Hindus as a good day to perform the Yajna ceremony or holy sacrifice, which is expected to be a moment for all Hindus to perform Mulat Sarira or self-introspection so that in the future their lives can be better. Governor Made Mangkupastika hoped Hindus would be better able to organize themselves to carry out prayers at the Besakih Temple related to the grid-scale rituals. The last piece of news in our segment comes from Surabaya, East Java. The Polytechnic Robot Team of 17 Agustus 45 University or UNTAK Surabaya grabbed second place in the Industrial Automation and Robotic Competition, IARC, held at the Faculty of Industrial Engineering, Institute of Technology, ITS Surabaya, on April 8 and 9, 2017. The team leader of the Polytechnic Robot Untak Surabaya, M. Irul Ayub, on Tuesday said that Polytechnic Untak achieved the second place in the category of Smart Robotic Core, or SRC. He explained how the Industrial Automation and Robotic Competition, or IARC competition, was divided into several sessions, starting with the preliminary round to the Big 8, semi-final, and the final round. In this competition, he added, all participants who joined IARC of Smart Robotic Core or SRC category must enter into the laboratory to receive points. In addition, the robot is not allowed to use the remote control, only sensor controllers. That was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with an event on April 16, 1917. Vladimir Lenin returned to Petrograd. Vladimir Lenin was a Russian communist revolutionist and Bolshevik party leader. His return from exile in Finland was the turning point of Lenin's struggle in Russia. Then Lenin had a revolution which overthrew Russian Tsar Empire. After the murder of the emperor and his family, Lenin became the first prime minister of Soviet Union, the first de facto state head, and the creator of Leninism. The name Lenin was an alias taken from the Lena River in Siberia, Ukraine, when he was an activist. We move into 1952 as the Army Special Forces Day. Army Special Forces, or Kopassus, is part of a main command for combat in Indonesian National Army. Kopassus has special skills such as quick movement in any terrain, sniping, reconnaissance, and anti-terror. In his history, Kopassus successfully maintained his assistant as the special force for formidable tasks. On April 16, 1952, Colonel Kawilarant, who at the time was the commander of Siliwangi, established the Siliwangi Army Commando Unit. The idea came from his experience against the South Maluku Republic movement in Maluku. After several name changes and level increases, the Siliwangi Army Commando Unit became Army Special Forces, or Kopassus, until today. We end Today in History with the next incident in 2007, the Virginia Tech Massacre. Virginia Tech Massacre was two separate shootings by a Korean student, Cho Seon-hui, at the Virginia Tech, Bradford, USA, on April 16, 2007. According to government official, university administrator, and news sources, there were 32 people died, including the shooter. Hence, this incident became the deadliest shooting by a single civilian in the U.S. history. One of the victims was a doctoral student of civil engineering faculty from Indonesia, Partahi Mamora, Halomuant, Lumbaturuant, coming from Medan, North Sumatra. Well, listener, that's Today in History over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Ada Edward Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week, which today is entitled Mutually Beneficial Indonesia-European Union Cooperation. Cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union, either directly or through the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, shall be mutually beneficial to all parties, from planning, negotiation, implementation up to the result. From the Indonesian side, the sustainability factor and the achievement of European standards is considered important to be noticed and achieved, not only in economic field but also in human resource development. This was raised and a panel discussion entitled The European Union and Indonesia, Ever Closer Partners Facing Joint Economic Challenges in Jakarta on Wednesday, 12 April. The discussion was held by the European Union in cooperation with the Institut Français Indonesia, the French Embassy and the University of Indonesia. Acting as the speaker was Deputy Secretary General for Economic and Global Issues, the European External Action Service, Christian Levler, and an economist who is also Deputy Director of the Board of the Center for Strategic and International Studies Foundation, Jisman Simanjuntak. Christian Levler said that countries in Asia, including Indonesia, together with the European Union, affect each other. Markets of both continents are equally large, so cooperation in trade would become an economic driver, including in economic stability and security. He said that European Union is entering 60 years old this year and is expected to reinforce the European Union policy in the open market as the center pillar. Levrel said that European Union was opening up the market both internally and externally, not only open but also a fair trade. He also said that he wanted to make sure from the beginning it is mutually beneficial. In the field of trade, Levrel mentioned that the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which is in the process of negotiation, the European Union noticed that investment is considered important because it contains a long-term deal while revealing mutual trust between parties. Meanwhile, Jisman Simanjuntak said that Indonesia must perform a variety of breakthroughs in order not to slump on the condition of prolonged middle-class country trap. He rated that the 5% economic growth is far below the real potentials of Indonesia. According to him, sustainable development, which is based on the development of human resources, the human resources is the key. That was Spotlight of the Week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the construction of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road. Present at the inauguration of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road, the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, and Acting Governor of Jakarta Sumarsono. According to President, with the existence of Tanjung Priok Access Toll Road, services in the port will increase. Indonesian President Joko Widodo clarified his statement he made about the small amount of investment that Saudi Arabia made in Indonesia compared to the amount the country made in China. Since it was a relaxed forum, his statement was part of the breaking of the ice. He made the statement in a relaxed situation. The president also said the small amount of investment made in Indonesia must serve as basis for evaluation. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir requested the government of Bantul Regency, Central Java, to really maximize the presence of Pandan Simo Hybrid Power Plant for the benefit of society. Indonesian Ambassador to Italy, Esti Andayani, on Saturday targeted Indonesian-Italian economic cooperation may rise 25% during the period of her assignment in Rome. The Indonesian Embassy in Budapest, Hungary, exhibiting shadow puppets in the International Festival of Puppet Karakulit 2017 in the city of Pécs on April 10 to May 10, 2017. The festival was initiated by Markun Zinhas, a non-profit foundation whose members are puppet enthusiasts from around the world, which has some time ago held a similar event in the city of Pécs, Hungary. 21 cycling teams from 19 countries including Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand and Spain arrived in Lombok to participate in the Tour de Lombok TDLM 2017, which was held from April 13 to 16. Listener, that was the news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Air World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition and cuisine. Today, I'm inviting you to taste tepung rice of Gianyar, Bali. So stay tuned in to Air World Service Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast at www.voi.co.id. A trip to Bali, especially to Gianyar, is incomplete without enjoying nasi tepung or tepung rice. It used to be a typical breakfast of Gianyar, but now rice tepung can also be found in the afternoon of Gianyar market. If you're a fan of spicy food, tepung rice is suitable for your taste. Tepung rice is cooked with a blend of compact Indonesian spices and white or black pepper that would burn your tongue. A mix of vegetables such as beans, red beans, young jackfruit, eggplant, moringa leaves and grated coconut would complement this tepung rice as a side dish, usually served with short chicken plus egg. Tepung rice is made of rice as the basic ingredient. It is cooked until it becomes quite mushy, almost like porridge, then added with secret recipe that makes it rich with flavor. The presentation is still traditional, using banana leaves as a plate and young coconut leaves called janur as a spoon. Tepung rice is priced at 10,000 rupiah for one serving and can be found in Senggol market. Though originally tepung rice is typical breakfast in Gianyar, if you want to try it in the afternoon or evening, you can find it in Gianyar Senggol market in the afternoon. The market is open from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. where you can enjoy the spicy and delicious tepung rice in a quiet atmosphere of Gianyar city. In other places in Bali, tepung rice is known as a dish required at the celebration of Nyepi. Balinese Hindu community prepare this a meal of tepung rice to be eaten during the moment in the silent and worship called Nyepi. That was Indonesian Wonder.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, Its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Edited with service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. Today's topic is instant noodles from avocado seeds. Instant noodle is one of the foods most sought after by most Indonesian people and even the world. According to a survey conducted by Kraft, one provider site restaurant, instant noodle is a food that is most sought after during the last 2016. Besides, it has low cost, tastes offered by manufacturers also hard to be forgotten by noodle lovers, especially for some of the sporting, both students and workers feel that these will pass foods as inseparable from their lives. Unfortunately, according to health experts, when people consume the noodle continuously, it can be harmful to health. That is because the content of preservatives and MSG in it. Therefore, two students from Yogyakarta compelled to create instant noodles that are safer and healthier for health. Students of Madrasah Aliyah Negeri or MAN 2 Yogyakarta, namely Aura Nilamsari and Hanifa Nur, tried to utilize stretch avocado seed or Persia Americana rainbow meal materials for Mi Pandawa or Pandava's noodle. According to Nilam, the society in general disposed avocado seed after taking the flesh. Before producing noodles of avocado seed, both high school level students seeking information in advance about the content of an avocado seed in medical journals. They got the information that avocado seed contains 23% starch, is the main ingredient of making noodles in the market. According to Haniwa, to make noodle which has name Bapar Chamil noodle or Persia Americana meal noodle is not difficult. The material include avocado seeds, flour, and eggs. For color, Aura and Haniwa use natural dyes derived from the dragon fruit, carrots, moringa leaves, and turmeric. How to make the noodle is very easy. Avocado seeds are washed, peeled and grated and also squeezed. The result of the distillation is disposed and taken the starch. The starch precipitate dried in an oven for 30 minutes. Once dried, noodles mixed dough is made with flour, eggs and natural dyes and a little salt. Once completely mixed and then milled using a mill to make noodles. Homemade noodles by students MAN to Yogyakarta over 5 flavors. 5 Panavas prepared character names have become the name of the 5 flavors. Noodle Punto Dewo have original flavor without coloring, while Nakula noodles has orange carrots color. There are also Noodle Sadewo which has purple dragon fruit color. Noodles Bima has a yellow color of turmeric, and green noodles Arjuna staining result of moringa leaves. At first, Haniwa and Nilam Aura make this project to be included in the competition of scientific youth national level held at the Islamic University of Indonesia in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Miss Leni for today. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will always play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Koji Nakayama in Japan. He sent his letter to our broadcast that 30th November 2016. He listened to our broadcast in English program through audio streaming www.voi.co.id on 1st November 2016. In his letter, Mr. Koji Nakayama sent reception report of our broadcast. He also enclosed IRC in his letter. Hello Mr. Koji Nakayama, thank you for your attention and appreciation in our broadcast. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Voice of Indonesia is organizing Wonderful Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. So we hope that you can participate in the quiz and please send your answer as soon as possible. Who knows, you are one of the lucky winners for the quiz. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your lesson report to us. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Terjadi.
Listener, now we will reply a letter from W. Anwar in Bangladesh. In his letter, Mr. W. Anwar said that it was the first time he listened to VOI English program. Hello, Mr. W. Anwar. Thank you for your time to monitor our radio. Because you are a newcomer on our broadcast, so we will put your name on our listeners' list. We hope that you will never forget bored to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. We are really sorry because this time we cannot broadcast in Bengali program. In the next future, hopefully we can add Bengali section. So, Mr. W. Anwar, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter or email and also your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song, listeners. Now we will reply an email from Jorge Luis in Venezuela. Jorge Luis listened to our English broadcast and sent a short video to VOI. Hello, Mr. Jorge Luis. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We heard recording of our broadcast which sent by you. We think that it is quite clear. Thank you for sending your reception report in video format. With your reception report, we will able to know how good our broadcast can be heard in your country. As you request, we will send our QSL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your reception report. Listener, wherever you are now, we are going to play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song. Listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visiting our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener Mailbag. Bye-bye! Mungkinkah
adanya api cinta antara kita. Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.